All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Friday, June 21st of 2024. Looking ahead here, we have a 10-game MLB main slate later this evening, and then we have Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Finals, so it should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at Saber Sim. This is a show where we go over how to use the Saber Sim app, answer any and all DFS related questions. You can get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. With that said, we do the show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern. We do the show on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. But quick update for you guys, not going to be a Saturday show this week. I will do the show today, and then I will not be back until Monday. So just giving you guys a heads up there. Let's get SaberSim pulled up here, and let's jump into questions. We have one question here to get us started. A little bit of a lengthy question. We'll probably spend a little bit of time talking about this. But if you guys have questions, now is definitely a good time to get those in the queue. All right, first question here from Larson. Larson said, Andrew, as always, thanks for the help. This is amazing to have office hours to help clients. Great value add to the platform. Appreciate you. That was in response to that part. Question starts with, when I do single... has over 40% for a team stack in the Sims, but it doesn't show up in the lineups that get presented to me. When the Sims have that kind of exposure, should I manually add that stack to the lineups to get exposure, or is it trying to keep me from highly owned stacks to differentiate my lineups? Today, for example, I'm seeing 40% in some cases for Washington because they are playing the Rockies, probably, but they aren't showing up in the lineups for single entry unless I manually select the team stack. Okay, so good question here. I was having a conversation with somebody recently about estimating stack exposure in SaberSim. So we might not talk about this enough. We have the ownership projections for players in the app, but if you want to know how likely a team is to be stacked, well, you can technically find that information out. And what you do is you go to contests, you go down to field lineups, and let's say, you know, you're playing a low-stake single entry, right? We're talking about single entry. So the field lineups are our ownership builds, and then the exposures from these builds become the ownership projections. Well, within the build, you can see the stack exposure and therefore the stack ownership, right? So if I open up these field lineups, again, low stakes single entry, I have 10,000 lineups. If I open up the players tab and I go over to team stacks, well, this is telling me that, hey, Washington is going to be owned as a stack about 32% of the time. And then furthermore, you know, I think it's important to understand what type of stacks a team is going to be. If I went and look at five stacks, well, hey, you know, there's about 10% Washington five stacks, 9% Washington four stacks, 8% Washington three stacks, and 6% Washington two stacks. So, I don't think this one stack exposure is like all encompassing because, you know, a two stack is so different from a four stack or a five stack rather, but, you know, it can give you an idea, right? So, okay, Washington owned as a stack about 32% of the time. Well, if I'm seeing Washington in about 40% of my lineups, and in the screenshot you said like the pool exposure here for the build you ran was about 35%. So, you know, if you think about it, that's not that much leverage. And that's basically saying, hey, Washington stacks are showing up in the pool at about the same rate that they're showing up in the field lineup. So although it's a big number, although it's a bigger number than the second best team than Baltimore, I wouldn't say that, hey, you know, Washington is like far and away a great play because your 35% pool exposure is close to this 32% field lineups that we're seeing. So I think that, you know, that's kind of why when you use a Sabre score to sort your lineups or whatever sorting metric you're using, the builder's getting away from them and it's saying like, hey, you know, this team has high ownership, high adjusted ownership, especially when you apply that negative weight from Sabre score, the builder's going to want to take some shots on some other teams. Now, that doesn't mean they're a bad play, right? What the builder's doing is it's trying to find the highest EV plays based on the information that it has. You know, Sabre score or Sabre sim is not accounting for risk very, very well. That's where you come in and say, hey, you know, I understand, you know, Washington is, you know, a high owned team, but they're also a high run team. Like, I don't want to full fade them. Maybe you come at it from the approach where it's like, hey, I'd rather play Washington close to their optimal rate. That way I have as many shares of them as the field does. So there's this concept with leverage, right? Where it's like, hey, the most neutral thing you can do is match the field. When you have no exposure to a team, that's not neutral. That's actually taking a very big stand against the team. But maybe you're like, hey, you know, I want to have as many shares on average of Washington as the field does, and I will get different in other spots to try and get leverage somewhere else. But I'm not comfortable making my big leverage play on Washington. I'd rather make it somewhere else. Like, that is a totally fine approach to take. I think that's a good approach to take sometimes where you're just like not sure, match the field and then go, you know, take a stand somewhere else. So if you want to take that approach, I would say, you know, it's totally fine to do and just kind of roll with it from there. So that would be my best advice. All right. That was our only question here. So let's do a build demo and we'll talk about this a little bit, right? So say we're building 20 lineups for tonight. So I'm going to go into my build, make two small adjustments. $10 to $50K entries. We'll do 500 lineups and we'll kick this off. So while that builds, I'm going to go, we'll use Sabre score. Cause I saw that, it looks like you're using Sabre score here. So we'll talk about this as if we're using Sabre score as well. Question in the meantime, while lineups build, I know there's a pro video just released about the topic, but I haven't noticed exactly how to go about it. What if I wanted to set up sims versus the simmed set of lineups? How would I set that up? Yes. So for our customers on pro and ultimate subscriptions, there was a new pro video that just got released, with Jordan and Matt talking about variance and diversity. It's a really good listen. It's a really good watch. I'm not all the way through it myself, probably like 30 minutes in, but I really like where the discussion was going. So basically the discussion is around contest sims, and it's talking about ways to set up contest sims and kind of account for like some variance in ownership. So basically what you would do is you would go and you would set up two contest sims for the same contest. What I would do is I would set up a contest sim for the $1.20 max. I would set it up again. And then I go to my contest sim settings. I have two contest sims. I go into one and then I change the field lineups from the Sabre sim bucket option to the build itself. Now make sure you run the lineups first. So then now I have one contest sim against my own build. And then I have another contest sim against the static field here. So then this one I would probably just rename and I would say like self, right? So I can understand like, hey, I have the regular field lineups and then I have one against my own build. And then now I have those two contest sims to use, but that is effectively how you set that up. All right. So our build ran, we're going to stick with Sabre score for this demo. So then let's go in here and let's just kind of look at what we're seeing. Right. And I'm going to, you know, use my left to right approach here. I'm just going to bump up mini uniques right away. see how far down in my build I have to go. Got to okay. Trying to stay in the top like 25 to 50% of your pool here. So being at lineup 170 is perfectly fine. So then let's look at some exposures here and let's go to our team stacks. So I'm getting some Washington here, right? But this might. So I guess it just depends on like the sorting metric that you're using. I don't know what would be a sorting metric that would fade them, but these Saber Score ones seem to like it. Percentiles seem to like it. So not sure what sorting metric you were using, but either way, right? You can come in here and you can adjust it as necessary. You know, if you want to use like pool exposure as like your optimal rate and just kind of match that, we're like, hey, you know, I just kind of want to play them at the rate that they're coming up in the sims and not take any stands in one direction or the other. I think that's totally fine here. But if I were building lineups, I would bump up my min uniques here. It's going to get me just flatter across the table here. See, Washington now, they're down at like 10% with this adjustment with the Saber Score that I'm using. So, you know, what I want to do here, right? Well, maybe I want to bump them up and I'm just going to say like, hey, you know, let's have about like 25% of them. And now, you know, they're just as highly owned as every other team, but all these other teams have way lower projected runs. So I'm taking some stands on like probably Minnesota, Seattle, Atlanta, but I'm still getting to some shares of Washington here. So I think it's like a totally fine approach. And then our top three exposures are all pitchers, Hurs, Rogers, Rodon. Looks like we're a little under on Dylan Cease, which is like fine, negative 12%. So it looks like the builder. So this is kind of like an interesting approach, right? Seems like the builder is saying, hey, you know, if we're going to play Washington at like 25%, let's go and get different by playing Hurs in Coors. Let's play Rogers versus Seattle. Like we're getting pretty good leverage to those two guys. And then we're going to be under the field on somebody like Dylan Cease. So probably like the most common construction tonight is like Dylan Cease pitcher with some type of Washington stack, and the builder is getting different by not combining those players. And like we see like a Washington stack with Sales and Rogers. We see a Washington stack here, but we do have Cease, right? So, and then like a low owned Rogers and then some low owned Texas bats. So like the builder's going to find a way to balance all of these things out, but it seems like the majority of the Washington stacks that I've seen do not have Cease in it. So those are my thoughts there. But as far as, you know, building lineups for today's slate, I think this is pretty okay. Jeremy asks, is the strikeouts only Sims active? Not sure exactly what you're asking, Jeremy, but what I will say is that if you are looking for our detailed statistics, like innings pitch, like strikeouts, like hits, all of these things, this information is available for download on the Pro and Ultimate subscription. So you have to be at least Pro to be able to see the pitches, the innings pitch, the plate appearances, all that type of data. But all right, I'll answer some questions. Did a build demo here. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I will be right back here on Monday, June 24th for our next show. So until then, everybody take care. Good luck. I'll see you all. Thanks. Bye.